Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Groves Podcast. Today I'm coming at you with a solo episode on what does it mean to be powerful? What does the word power embody? What does it mean for us? Right? Because a lot of the times our power, our self-expression, whatever it might be, it can actually lead to being a target. It can lead to harm. It can lead to being the focus. So you stepping into your authentic self, into self-expression, into using your voice, into using social media, into starting that podcast, recording that YouTube video, it can lead to your nervous system, your unconscious beliefs of what it meant to express before and where that led. It can lead to the thought that you will not be safe. So where you might feel this desire to start something, do something, become something, say something, there can be this immense amount of power that you can't see pushing against you, the fear of what happens when you are seen. Now, look, all of us are going to have experiences that shape the silencing of our self-expression. There's no doubt about that. Look, I don't have the right microphone today. I don't have the right camera set up. But I have to press record anyways because something wants to come through me. And look, this, because I've really been playing with this idea, what is holding me back from really stepping back in to fully self-expressing and creating content and doing content that truly aligns? Because it's not a logical brain thing, right? Like, you know, you could go start that business. You know, you could go do that thing. You know, you could tell that person that you miss them or that you don't, or that you're taking them for granted or you feel they do. You know, all those conversations will lead to you feeling powerful, to you also being free, but it's what comes with those conversations and the future, that potential that you're thinking about what could go wrong, not what could go right. That is so normally human, right? That's the biological evolutionary drive of trying to mitigate risk, to mitigate pain, to mitigate loss. But that fear will hold you prisoner to your untapped potential, because when you have the gnawing, intuitive call to go say something and do something and become something, and you don't listen, you create the gap between who you're being and what you know is possible. And that gap is what feeds addiction, what feeds doom scrolling, right? Because when you're not creating, you'll be consuming. When you're not creating, you'll be hooked by consumption. Algorithms can hook into unlived potential. Because you need to numb the awareness that you're staying somewhere you don't want to be. And I don't know that there's anything more painful than staying somewhere and staying as someone you don't want to be. And some of us will live our whole lives there till we don't. And the trick of all of this is that, you know, it's not like you can just waterboard yourself with power, right? A lot, if you really want to change a belief, you just need to do its opposite, right? So if you believe you're unworthy, just in every moment ask yourself, what would I do if I felt like I was worthy? And you do that thing and that belief will change. But for a lot of people, because of the nervous system capacity for change, we have to titrate it. We have to microdose it. I mean, microdosing is so hot right now, right? But you have to microdose change. That's why something as simple as making your bed when you say you're going to do that is so powerful. And think about this. I remember I have a mentor, Erin Sky Kelly, and she said to me, do you hit the snooze button when you wake up in the morning? And I said, yeah, I love the snooze button. That shit's hot. And she was like, oh, that's too bad that you start your day lying to yourself. And I was like, wait, what? It's too bad you start your day lying to yourself. What do you mean? Well, you say you're going to get up at 7:30 and you don't get up till 8. Just tell the truth. Get up at 8. Set it for 8. And I thought, wow, that's so interesting. You set the template for that. You set the template for a dishonest day. But when you say you're going to make your bed and you do it, you now are keeping a promise to yourself. So you're showing yourself through these micro choices that you are who you say you are, right? and you start to see what it means to be in discernment, what it means to be in choice. These seem like small, inconsequential things, but they're not. They're huge because they are the evidence that you show up when you say you're going to. You say you're going to go for a walk. You say you're going to work out. You say you're going to read that book. You say you're going to do that thing, and you don't do it. You are abandoning yourself. And then you will look at the relationship and the circumstances of your life and feel abandoned by them, or feel like they're the reason that you are not honoring yourself. And that's just you projecting because you don't want to hold the shame of your own lack of action. So really play with the affirmation, it's safe for me to be powerful. Or it's safe for me to be powerful again. Because in doing that, you're starting to honor and give yourself the experience of feeling that sense of grief that you haven't been able to be in your power, and now you desire to. So you start to construct the bridge that moves you from silence to self-expression. This is so important, so incredibly important. And I know my microphone's not perfect today, but I had to record this because I know, I guarantee that you listening to this, I know for certain that there is something that you need to do or say or both, and you're not doing it. And that is the secret to a liberated life. That's what creates liberated relationships. You know, one of the things I've realized is that our house, our home, is so much more than just walls and furniture. They're a reflection of how safe, comfortable, and connected we feel. And for me, the rituals I create at home, the moments where I'm winding down at the end of the day, are what make me feel grounded. And that's why I love Cozy Earth. Their bamboo sheets actually regulate temperature, so you sleep cooler and wake up more refreshed. And their bubble cuddle blanket, it's like wrapping yourself in a hug. It's soft, it's luxurious, and it's instantly calming. These aren't just products, they're experiences that make your space feel like a sanctuary. And you know, whenever I go away and don't get to stay in Cozy Earth sheets, I am excited to crawl into my bed. That's how amazing they are. I cannot emphasize that enough. And here's the best part. Cozy Earth backs it all with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So it's risk-free. You could truly see how it transforms your nights. So if you're ready to elevate your home life, head to CozyEarth.com and use my code MARK to get up to 20% off. Because home isn't just where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth. Because the majority of people, 99.9% of people, are afraid of being powerful. 99.9% of people are afraid of becoming everything that they are. Because of how it might change relationships, because of how it might change the perception of who they are. And we don't want to minimize what shapes your silence. We don't want to minimize what sent the message to you that it's not okay for you to be all of you. It's just that we don't want to use that experience from your past to actually continue to design your future, right? Because the past will continue to live within you if it is holding you back from doing things. You can't let go of what shaped you. You can't let go of the traumas that have happened in your life if they're still creating the choices that you're making today. By design, they are still being held onto. So you're like, I don't know why I can't let that thing go. You can't let that thing go because it's still shaping who you are. You can't let that thing go because it's still holding you back from doing things, from being something. So this week, really focus on saying that to yourself, starting in the morning. It's safe for me to be powerful. Okay. If I am powerful, then what am I being asked to do? What am I being called to do? And you do that. You start with the easiest thing. And for some people, they start with the hardest thing. Because if you start with the hardest thing, you go rapidly into alignment. It's just that the reorganization of your life is more abrupt, right? And so for some people, that's the way they do it. We should all live by the agreement that once we know something, we do it. Because you could sit on a lot of knowing without doing. And that, again, is the core of suffering. right, is that you have awareness that is not changing your behavior. You have a message from your soul that you need to quit drinking, you're not listening, ain't good for you. You know you need to quit sugar, not listening, ain't good for you. You know that you need to get in shape, not listening, ain't good for you. You already know what you need to do. That's not even the work, you know. You got the message, you just don't like the message because of what it requires of you, because you're going to have to love yourself to do it. You're going to have to get out of your wound of low self-worth. You're going to have to get out of your wound of all the things you're holding on to from your past that have created your victimization and being a martyr. You're going to have to let go of how all the things that have happened in your life are holding you back from all the things you could have done. And so you never do those things because you'd have to let go. You'd have to forgive. You'd have to move on. You don't even have to forgive. You would just have to move on. And remember that the bridge between going from this happened to me to this happened for me is not binary. It's not like if all of a sudden you say, I'm going to be powerful, you forget or minimize or gaslight that you've been through something. That's such bullshit. It's that when you go through the transformation, you honor what happened to you. When you actually step into the power you can cultivate from what you've been through, you honor what's happened to you. You don't let it go, you integrate it. And when you become an integrated being from all the things that have shaped you, the curriculum of your life, you become immensely powerful because you start to see that life is a school, that you were born into this body and you unconsciously chose this incarnation and you have this curriculum. Why not take it, right? Why not take it? I want to honor the powerful being that you are. And listen, as the saying goes, nobody is coming to save you. But I can remind you that you are powerful. And it is your work to save yourself. And I'm sorry that you have to do that. That's a grief that you have to hold, and it's a beautiful grief. And here we are. So let's go do something with it.